Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Tes Zayin, Sota 16b, pagination is 32. We'll start from about 10 lines from the top by the two dots. The Mishnah told us that regarding the water of Sota, dirt should be taken from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and should be placed into the water in a way, Kedei Sheyira Al HaMoyim, that this dirt should be noticeable upon the water. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Shlosha Tzurichim Sheyiru, there are three examples of things that have to be visible. It's not enough that you did it, that it's an ingredient, or that you performed the act. It has to be noticeable. One of them is afar sota, the dirt that's placed into the water of sota, the afar para, and the ash from the para aduma, the rok yevama, and the spit of the Yevama when she declares that this brother-in-law does not want to assist in creating a home for the brother that is deceased. The Gemara continues and tells us, and this is our focus, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omru, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, they said a fourth example that it must be noticeable, Af dam tzipor, the blood of the bird, in the case of Mitzora, the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, during the purification process of the Mitzora, that blood of the bird that's being mixed with the water in the Kli Cheres, the blood has to be noticeable. My time of Rabbi Yishmael, what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yishmael? Dechsiv, because in the Pasuk, Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Vav, in Vayikra, it says, V'toval osam bedam hatzipor, you dip these certain items into the blood of the bird. V'tanya, and we learnt, bedam, since it says the blood, yacha bedam velo b'mayim, I would think that all that's over there is blood, and that the water has already been nullified by the presence of the blood. Talmud lomar, but it says in the pasuk, al mayim chayim, that the water is still there. Imayim, so it says there's water there. Yocha b'mayim v'lo b'dam. I would think that the water is there and the blood has already been nullified. Tamid loma b'dam, but the pasuk says blood. So the pasuk is saying both a dipping that's into blood and a dipping that's into water, and it's in the same vessel because you shecht the bird into this vessel that had water in it. Haketzad, how do you have both? Mevi mayim shadam tzipor nikar bohen. The requirement is that the amount of water in that vessel when you shecht the bird into it was an amount of water that the blood would be noticeable once the blood is introduced, but not so much that the blood would nullify the water, or not so little water that the blood would nullify it. Vekamo rivius, and how much water is required? A rivius of water, meaning a rivius halug, one quarter of the lug, the term that we always use when we talk about liquids, a rivius. Now, the Gemara, at the end of a line, just below midway on the page, with the word ba'a, asks the following question. Ba'a minei Rabbi Yirmiyah mirab Zeira. Gedola umadeches es hamayim, ketano v'nitches mipnei hamayim, mahu. What happens if the bird that was used by the Mitzora is either big, and therefore it's got a lot of blood, and it nullifies the water, or it's small, and the amount of blood that comes from it is very little, and therefore it's nullified in the water. And you seem to be very specific in your understanding of the pasuk, that it requires that the dipping be done into a solution that is blood and water. Amale, and he answered, you're worried, what about a big bird? What about a small bird? Lava minalach, didn't I tell you already, a basic rule in halacha? Lo sepik nafshach levar mehilchasa, don't worry about the way Chazal established the halacha, but tzipor deror, since it has to be a certain type of bird, this tzipor deror, there's discussion which type of bird it is, but it is a small bird that, even if it was brought into the house, would not be domesticated, and it's referring to a specific type of bird. Shiaru rabbonon, and Chazal assessed it, Ein lecha gedola, there's no big one in that species, shemadechas esamayim, that would be so big to nullify the water, ve'ein lecha katana, and there's no such bird in that species that's so small, shenitches mepnei amayim, that its blood would be nullified in the water. And therefore, the revius amount of water is precise and accurate and will give you the exact solution that you're looking for, a presence of blood, a presence of water. They are going to be mixed, but it will still have the presence of each. Now, Tosfos points out that we're not just talking that the blood will color the water, because he asks from the topic of mikvaos, gimel lugin mayim, if you have 3 lug of water, which is the equivalent of 12 revius, shanafa lesochen kartov yayin, and there's a portion of wine that fell into it, and the discussion is umareyem kemare yayin, and it's discolored into the wine color, into the red color. Alma afilu yayin nikar begimel lugin, even wine, which is less than blood in its intensity, is going to be noticed in 3 lug, which is 12 times a revius. So the issue here is not whether the blood is going to color the water. Of course the blood will color the water. Even a small bird will color the water of a revius. The issue over here, Taisva says, is ma mashuso shel dam, velo b'shinui mara da'alma. We're looking for a presence of blood, the essence of the blood, not just a mere discoloration. Which brings us to the question, can we discover what the significance of this very precise mixture is in the mitzvah of the Metzora's purification process? It seems to be very necessary to have a solution into which we will dip the different items, a solution that's a mixture of blood and water, has a presence of blood, and still has a presence of the water, and we don't want either one to be nullified. So, based in part on the Abarbanel, I'd like to share a thought which I think is very meaningful, particularly because we recognize that the Metzora is essentially a recovering addict. It may not be a drug or alcohol addict, but he's an addict nonetheless. Simply giving him Musar and simply telling him he better stop speaking Lashon Hara didn't help. He really needed special intervention in order to try to get him back on track. And such a person would find it easy to lose hope and imagine that what's expected of him cannot be done. The Kli Cheres, the earthenware vessel, is an illustration, an analogy to the person himself. And into that Kali Cheres, we put water, which represents Torah, spirituality, purity, and we also put the blood, which represents the physicality and the challenges of life. We're looking for there to be a mixture of blood and water such that neither one nullifies the other. In other words, sometimes a person will think that the blood, the physicality, has to be nullified and negated and removed by the water representing Torah and purity. That would be a person who decides, I can't talk anymore. You're not leaving me a life. I can't talk anymore. Only the water, none of the blood. And we take note of the fact that the Chafetz Chaim, who advocated so strongly for Shmiras HaLashon, himself was a talkative person. But he was careful with what he talked. On the other hand, a person might be tempted to simply give up on the Torah component, Chas V'Shalom, and say, I only have the blood. I just can't do it. I only have the blood. And bringing the water in is just not working. And to such a person, we reassure him and tell him, there's a Kli Cheres, there's such a thing as a human being, and within that human being, there is the water and the blood, and each one has its presence and its purpose, and a person could thrive with a sense of balance in life, and that is the message that we share with the Metzora as we welcome him back to the Jewish community. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.